first of all then, Andrew, I mean, we've really had a really tragic case up here in County Durham of a soldier who has taken his own life because he felt, and obviously we don't know the individual circumstances, so we won't talk about those, but he felt he, you know, he was really struggling to cope after leaving the army. So what can you tell us what help and support there is out there for soldiers who are in the process of leaving the army at the minute or have been left a few months and maybe feel a little bit lost?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is a sad case, and equally, it can be challenging for those who've been in the services, the Army particularly, or the Navy or the Air Force, to find their feet when they leave into an environment that those of us who are not in services now are familiar with, but they're less familiar with. But there are lots of agencies that can help. The Royal British Legion, of course, is one. And we're able to provide support and advice on a number of issues. And we work with other charities, such as Combat Stress, and we work with statutory providers, such as social services and the local authorities and the NHS.
And what kind of aspects can you help them with?
Well, we help with all sorts, particularly somebody leaving. It might be housing issues. We can provide advice for that and support with that. It may be employment or further training that's required, and we can look to possibly help with that with advice or funding training courses. And of course, there's always the family side as well, and we're here not only to support the individual but the families too with any difficulties they might have.
How, for somebody who has never been in the army and might be listening, how difficult can it be for someone who's been in the army for maybe years to actually come out and come back into a civilian lifestyle?
Well, it can be difficult because, in many ways, you know, the support provided for soldiers and airmen and sailors, you know, who've got a difficult job to do serving their country, that everything's provided for them, you know, one-stop shop, if you like, for housing, medical and everything else. And, of course, when they leave, the Ministry of Defence is no longer responsible for looking after them, and it's up to the community and all of us to help where we can with them settling in and transferring. Most, I'm glad to say, do succeed, but, there, of course, are others who don't.
And what would you say to any soldier or, you know, anyone from the forces who is finding it difficult at the minute? What would you say to them in terms of the help that is there?
Well, seek help. Lots of people have struggled before, and those that we're here to help those who need help. So seek help, and they can always give us a ring on our number, local number, 0191 495 9511, or on our website. And seek help.
And how